In the gospel reading today, our Lord makes a distinction for the people when he says to them, "I tell you, you're not looking for me because you saw signs, but because you ate the loaves and were filled." In other words, they were looking at themselves and their own needs rather than at the miracle that the Son of God had worked. You know, the fact that they were able to fill their bellies caused them to want to seek the Lord because, you know, they could get something for nothing. So our Lord tells them, you know, you missed the point. You know, you didn't understand. Then he says, this is the work of God, that you believe in the one whom he sent. You know, they would, of course, immediately be able to say, you know, we do believe in you. We saw what you did. We ate the bread, and that's why we're looking for you. But the fact is, you know, they didn't believe in who he was. They believed that he was there. They could see him. They could hear him. You know, that wasn't the issue. But they didn't actually believe that he was the Son of God. So when our Lord says to them, you are to work not for food that perishes, but for food that brings you eternal life, he again makes the same distinction. You know, one is focused on the self and filling the belly, and the other is focused more on God. And this is precisely what he's telling us. So, you know, where is our focus? Is it on the other world, or is it on this world? Is it on the self, or is it on God? You know, I guess we have to ask ourselves, if we recognize and believe who Jesus is. You know, it's not enough to say, yeah, I believe Jesus is God. Or even to say, I believe he is both God and man, the Son of God, the second person of the Blessed Trinity. That's not enough. We have to say, I believe in the fullness of the person and who he is and what he teaches. Therefore, my life is no longer going to be the same because of what I believe. You know, our belief has to make a difference in our lives.